From when we get up to when we sleep,
each day is a gift from you we keep.
Good or bad, until the day is done,
whatever happens, we will follow God's Son. Hello! I'm Sarah.
And I'm Katie. It's so good to be here for this episode of Follow the Sun.
Yes, it's a time to hear some of God's big story from the Bible. And that will help us to think about how we can follow God's Son, Jesus, as we go about our day.
Fantastic! What game do we have to start us off today, Sarah?
Today's game is all about making the right choices.
How exciting! How do we play?
Well, I'm going to give you two options, and you and our listeners need to shout out which one is better.
Maybe we could have some actions too. So if we think option one is better, we could stand up tall and put our hands on our heads.
Absolutely. And if option two is better, we could crouch down low and touch our toes.
Great! Why don't we start off with a practice round so all our listeners can get the hang of it?
Good idea, Katie. So, which one do you think is better, chocolate or vegetables?
Remember, for option one, which is chocolate, stand up tall with your hands on your head. And for option two, which is vegetables, crouch down and touch your toes.
So, Katie, which one do you think is better, chocolate or vegetables?
Oh, chocolate, definitely. Who would choose vegetables over yummy chocolate?
I couldn't agree more, but it is still important that we eat our vegetables, though.
Yeah, that's true. How about we play the game for real this time?
Let's do it. Are you ready, everyone listening at home? Which one is better, playing outside or watching a film?
Well, you have your hands on your head, Sarah, so you must prefer playing outside.
That's right. I love playing ball games in the garden with my family. Which one did you pick?
Oh, I do love playing out too, but I think I would have to pick watching a film. Let's do another one.
Okay, which is better, the summer holidays or going to school or nursery?
Oh, definitely hands on heads. I love school, but the summer holidays are the best.
Yes, I agree. Do our listeners at home agree too?
I think we might have time for one more.
Okay. Our last question, which is better, stealing things or giving things?
Oh, definitely giving things. You feel so good when you share things with people.
I agree. I especially love to give gifts.
That was a really interesting question, Sarah. What made you think of that?
Well, the character Zacchaeus in our story today liked to steal things and often chose the wrong thing. That is, of course, until he met Jesus.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear this.
As always, we are going to need your help telling this story.
What can our listeners do to join in?
Well, they can help by listening very carefully for the words, "Jesus was getting closer and the crowd were full of glee."
Why? What do they need to do then?
When they hear those words, they need to shout, "But oh no, Zacchaeus, he still can't see."
But oh no, Zacchaeus, he still can't see.
That's great. Why don't we all try? When I say, "Jesus was getting closer and the crowd were full of glee," you say,
"But oh no, Zacchaeus, he still can't see."
Perfect. How about we do some acting out too?
Oh yes. Every time Zacchaeus tries to find a different way to see Jesus, we could act it out.
Fantastic idea. I think we're ready to begin our story.
And remember to listen out for the words, "Jesus was getting closer and the crowd were full of glee." But don't worry, we will make sure we say the words with you.
One day, a chief tax collector, short and round, heard that this guy Jesus was coming into town.
Now he'd heard of this Jesus and the things he had done. He'd even heard people calling him God's son.
Well, Zacchaeus wasn't so sure that this was true, but he still wanted to see him. This much he knew.
The crowds were big and the people tall. Zacchaeus wasn't able to see Jesus at all. Get ready to do some acting out.
He looked for a box to stand on, but to Zacchaeus' disappointment, he could not find one.
Jesus was getting closer and the crowd were full of glee, but...
Oh no, Zacchaeus, he still can't see.
He then saw a ladder and was quickly filled with joy, but as he ran towards it, he was beaten to it by a boy.
Jesus was getting closer and the crowd were full of glee, but...
Oh no, Zacchaeus, he still can't see.
He went and got some stilts to see over people's heads, but he wobbled and fell off and his poor knees bled.
Jesus was getting closer and the crowd were full of glee, but...
Oh no, Zacchaeus, he still can't see.
He found some balloons, so he tied them around his waist, but he didn't float very far until he landed upon his face.
Jesus was getting closer and the crowd were full of glee, but...
Oh no, Zacchaeus, he still can't see.
Zacchaeus was getting desperate and climbed onto someone's shoulders, but he was quickly shoved off and fell down like a boulder.
Jesus was getting closer and the crowd were full of glee, but...
Oh no, Zacchaeus, he still can't see.
That was when he saw it. A big green leafy tree. He climbed through the branches and settled down to see.
Jesus was getting closer and the crowd were full of glee.
Oh yes, Zacchaeus, he can finally see.
Jesus saw the tree and Zacchaeus sat quietly like a mouse. Come down, he shouted. I want to stay at your house.
Zacchaeus was pleased, but the crowd, they pouted. Why stay with him? He's a sinner, they shouted.
This made Zacchaeus sad, but he knew it was true. He would often steal money because he thought no one knew.
But Jesus still wanted to stay with him, and because of that love, Zacchaeus gave back the money and said sorry for what he had done.
Jesus was delighted and said to the crowd, "Today salvation has come. Zacchaeus is part of God's family now."
Jesus met the tax collector, though the crowd disagreed. Oh yes, Jesus said, Zacchaeus, you are free.
What a brilliant story. It can be found in the New Testament of the Bible, Luke chapter 19.
And a big well done to our listeners for shouting out and acting along. You were wonderful.
We have a couple of questions for you now. You might want to talk about your answers with your adult. How do you think Zacchaeus felt when Jesus asked to stay at his house, even though he had done some bad things?
Here is your second question. Why do you think Zacchaeus decided to give back everything he had stolen and change his ways after meeting Jesus?
If I was Zacchaeus, I would have been so excited to meet Jesus after trying so hard to see him. And I would have felt so loved knowing that he still wanted to spend time with me even when I had made mistakes.
Me too! And I think that by meeting Jesus, Zacchaeus realised what he was doing was wrong and that he would rather live a good life with Jesus than a life full of bad choices.
Isn't it amazing that Jesus can completely change our lives and that when we accept Jesus as our saviour, he can help us to become more like him?
We're going to pray together now as we start our day.
We've got some actions to go with our prayer as well, haven't we, Katie?
Yes, Sarah, we have. We'll start with our hands in front of us, facing down as we think about what we're going to give to God. Then partway through the prayer, we'll flip them over as we think about receiving from God.
Let's pray. Make sure your hands are out in front of you with your palms facing the floor.
Father God, we are sorry for all the times we have been greedy and selfish towards others. We give you those bad thoughts and actions.
Now turn your hands over.
We thank you that you give us your forgiveness so that we can change and become more like you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Well, that's all we've got time for today.
We hope that whatever you're up to, you have a wonderful day.
But before we go, let's say our podcast rhyme together. From when we get up to when we sleep,
each day is a gift from you we keep.
Good or bad, until the day is done,
whatever happens, we will follow God's Son.
Goodbye!
Follow the Sun is a Blackburn Diocese Board of Education production. It was written by Sarah Earnshaw, David Harris and Rebecca Whittaker. The podcast was voiced by Sarah Earnshaw and Katie Turner, with editing and sound design by David Harris. You can find more episodes of Follow the Sun, as well as our other podcasts, on all major podcast platforms or on our website, bdeducation.org.uk. Whilst you're there, don't forget to sign up to our podcast newsletter for exclusive extras and follow our social media accounts for the latest news and children's work resources. We are on Facebook at BDBE Updates and on Twitter at BDB of E.